From VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. Usually, a civil war disrupts an economy. But that is not the case for some farmers in Lebanon. They are finding that a civil war in Syria is keeping Lebanese authorities too busy to deal with their illegal crops. Christopher Cruz has more.
With a civil war raging in Syria, Lebanese security forces are busy guarding the country's borders. So busy, in fact, that for the past 3 years, there has not been enough troops for regular raids on illegal crop farmers. As a result, cannabis farms have flourished in the fertile Baca Valley in East Lebanon. It is in this area that the cannabis plant is squeezing out less valuable crops, such as wheat, barley, and vegetables. The spiky-leafed plants are the source of cannabis resin, known as hashish. It is a substance that is much in demand by recreational drug makers worldwide. Not only is it in demand, it is easy to grow and does not need much water. Ali Nasri Shamas says he makes much more money growing cannabis than growing any other crop. He is prepared to fight for his fields.
We want to live as everyone else does. If they want a confrontation, that's no problem for us. It will be harvest season soon. If they want to come for us, they are welcome. If they want to legalize it, we'll thank them and tell them they are good people.
Cannabis is an illegal crop in Lebanon. The government has raided farms, destroyed fields, and imposed penalties. Officials in Lebanon's Drug Enforcement Unit say that from 1990 until 2012, getting rid of cannabis was a yearly thing. This has not been the case since the beginning of Syria's war, more than 3 years ago. They simply do not have the resources. Baca Valley farmers have always resisted government efforts to get rid of the marijuana plant. Now, they openly talk about plans to expand its production. And it is not just the farmers who like this idea. Some economists say the government would benefit from making cannabis legal, like tobacco, because it could collect taxes from cannabis growers. They say that exporting cannabis to the U.S. and Europe would add as much as $2 billion to the Lebanese economy. Last year, when fighting on Syria's border increased, Lebanese officials quietly stopped their policing of cannabis farms. This report was written by Zlatika Hoke. I'm Christopher Cruz.
And I'm Ana Mateo. What do you think about farmers growing cannabis, an illegal crop, to make money? Should the crop be legalized? Let us know in our comments section, where you can share opinions and practice your written English.